BNZ is monitoring bank transfer abusive messages. BNZ said that some of its customers are using the reference field to send abusive messages to harass victims when making bank transactions, blocked from sending messages to their victims on social media. They have taken a circuitous route to threaten and intimidate. Some have been small amounts of a few cents, others more significant payments, but whatever the amount, the purpose was to abuse the victim. BNZ's general manager, Martin King, said, "If you are using banking systems to abuse and harass people, know that we see you and will put a stop to it. Domestic and economic abuse is unacceptable, and if it's a BNZ customer doing this, you can expect a call from us. If the abuse doesn't stop, we'll end your banking services with us. Simple as that." BNZ is sending a clear message to those that would abuse and intimidate that it will not enable them. Women that have escaped an abusive relationship end most forms of social media communication with their ex-partners on platforms like Facebook and Instagram. They should not be subjected to harassment via their bank transactions. In these situations, we can see people are using their child support payments to carry out the abuse. This is particularly disgusting, as that money cannot and should not be blocked, so the receiver has no choice but to see the abusive messages, said King. "We're putting a stop to it. Our dedicated domestic and economic abuse banking team will be contacting those receiving these transactions to see what they need and what we can do to help." Siding with the victim, BNZ said that it will listen and help them with a new bank account and connect them with Women's Refuge and similar services should they have need. Abuse is never the victim's fault, and help is available.